Federal bankruptcy judge Susan Kelly has given people who say they were sexually abused by Milwaukee Archdiocese clergy members until February 1st to file a confidential claim in the bankruptcy case. John Pillmeyer heads the Wisconsin chapter of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP. Pillmeyer says now's the time to come forward.
Because if they don't come forward before that date, they may never again have any legal recourse to receive assistance. The Archdiocese would not be obligated to compensate them in any way. And whether that involves somebody needs funds for therapy, medical assistance.
Pillmeyer says once the so-called bar date of February 1st passes, Judge Kelly will consider those claims, the tens of millions of dollars of other financial liabilities the Archdiocese has, and the church's assets. The Archdiocese is expected to try to get some claims thrown out and try to block claims involving abuse by clergy from religious orders. In another key development since the Chapter 11 filing last January, two former top church officials had to answer questions under oath about child abuse in the Archdiocese. Pillmeyer says he hopes that testimony will eventually be released.
Because one of the things victim survivors and their families have said over and over again is that they want a full institutional accounting of what took place in the church.
The Archdiocese declined comment for this story, saying it prefers to talk closer to the February 1st bar date. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.